I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Dan Auerbach first recorded his own duo, the Black Keys, in a basement with a four-track tape machine. He has since released 10 albums with the band and 2 solo records. These days, Auerbach is more focused on working the mixing board than the crowd. He puts in long hours recording other artists at his Nashville studio and label, Easy Eye Sound. We spoke to Dan about his journey in music, beginning at home in Akron, Ohio.
My dad had a huge record collection. He would play, you know, everything from like Beatles to Louis Jordan to Louis Prima to like Sun House recordings and Robert Johnson recordings. And then on top of it, my mom's family all played bluegrass. Definitely a lot of who I am, I absorbed from just kind of being around that music growing up.
When do you first find your way to Nashville? Is that a family trip?
Yeah, I would get into the habit sort of in my late teens of making these long treks down from Akron, Ohio, down to Mississippi. And we'd go through Tennessee. We'd stop it. We'd stop in Nashville, hang out in Lower Broad, go see the Don Kelly Band at Roberts. Mm. Also, I went to the Station Inn, which is the White House of bluegrass.
What is it that drew you there to create a studio?
Well, I mean, you know, I was introduced to recording by Pat Carney with the cassette 4-track. And ever since then, I was hooked. I mean, that was kind of the thing that Pat and I bonded over was recording. We both really loved it. And over the years, I've just sort of built my studio and collected gear. And it's the sort of based on gear that people who made records that I really love used.
I've been thinking, I've been humming, I've been picking and I've been strumming, just waiting, waiting on a song. I've been hitching, I've been thumbing, I can almost hear one coming.
You have an enormous dedication also, I think, to the idea of these session players as great players.
I feel just honored to even be around them, and I don't take it lightly. You know, I want to be around them as much as I can.
And you have Bubba Chrisman on drums.
Gene Chrisman on drums, who, you know, played on Bobby Womack's Woman's Gotta Have It, and In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, and Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield.
You've also had Duane Eddy. What did Duane Eddy do for you on Waiting for a Song?
Duane Eddy is Duane Eddy. Duane Eddy invented a guitar sound in the 50s, and it's his sound. Mm. He owns it. It's his brand. You know, he comes in and he does the Duane Eddy sound.
How do you see it at this point in terms of, you know, musician, producer, touring? How do these things fit together for you?
You have to decide what you want to do, you know, and to make a living being a musician, you have to be on the road all the time. If you want to make great records, you have to be in the studio all the time, and you can't do both. You can't do both, because in order to be really deep into it in the studio, you can't be living a lifestyle where you're waking up and moving every single day. It just doesn't work. Your brain never settles. You give up certain things to gain in other places, I guess.
Never in my wildest dreams would I be loving you. Never in my wildest dreams would my dreams come true. You're just too good to touch. I can't discuss it much. I get too choked up. Don't wanna make a scene.
wildest dreams.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.